Marching band is needed now more than ever before. Back in a moment. This is James Devine with the Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher. I've been teaching for 22 years, starting my career at a private school, moving to a suburban high school, and now I'm at a Title I middle school. Thank you for listening to the podcast. You can find show notes and links mentioned in the podcast at jamesdevine.net. Maybe you might want to call in with a question of your own to 719-238-4193. Marching band should be a part of the music program at all schools. It adds to many students' lives in several ways. I taught marching band for about a decade when I was at the high school, and I haven't been teaching it at the middle school, but I've actually considered adding marching band back in because of the pandemic. The arts are often one of the first things cut when a school district is cutting their budget, but here are three reasons why marching band is needed now more than ever before. Marching band is a group activity. Number one, students will find themselves increasingly working as part of a team when they graduate school and start their careers. All members of a team must give 100% all the time for a team project to work. When one person is gone from marching band, it affects the whole team. If one person quits, it affects the whole team. If one person gives less than 100%, it affects the whole team. Everyone participates. There's no bench warmers in marching band. What a great preparation for the post-education world. Number two, marching band is a non-digital activity. Young people are spending more and more time in the virtual world, especially recently with the pandemic. This isn't inherently bad, but like anything else, it takes practice to learn how to relate and interact with people. It takes time face-to-face to develop relationships. Experts say that more than 70% of communication is nonverbal. That's why bad news in an email is not an effective way to communicate. Students do have their electronic devices out at times during breaks in marching band, but most of their interactions are face-to-face with their peers and with their coaches. They learn how to talk to people, how to express differences of opinion, and how to hold a meeting to deal with problems and issues that arise. And then finally, number three, marching band develops leaders. Most of what I learned as a leader came from reading about leadership, jumping right into a leadership position and learning on the job, and watching what bad leaders do and doing the opposite. Students in marching band have a chance to develop and hone leadership skills in a safe environment. Almost everyone who wants to be a section leader is given a chance to do so after being in marching band a bit. Drum majors have more authority and responsibility, but they have had a chance to prove themselves and make mistakes as section leaders. In what other endeavor do the former participants come to help voluntarily and share their experiences? Every one of my leaders who graduated came back to help at camp. Every single one. I didn't ask them to. They came because of what marching band did for them as people. What has marching band done for you?
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.